Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 41. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." So then, those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls.
Preaching the truth about Jesus in Acts chapter 2, Peter left thousands of listeners asking the same question, "What are we to do?" The apostles' response is simple. "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." As a result, 3,000 people were added to the new church that day. Does it seem strange that Peter said, "Repent," instead of "believe"? Scripture often uses these concepts interchangeably. Repentance and faith are two sides of the same coin. Both are essential for salvation, and each is dependent upon the other. In terms of salvation, you cannot separate faith and repentance. Both are gifts from God, and both happen simultaneously. In order to be saved, you must place faith in Christ, and that faith decision requires a change of mind, repentance, about your way of life. Yet many people mistakenly believe they must dramatically change their way of living before they can follow Jesus. The truth is, repentance does not mean we must totally change our ways and clean ourselves up as a condition for receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If you're not already a follower of Jesus, He's ready to receive you right now. Only as a child of God will you find the power, His power, to truly become the person you were created to be.